Wake up to the sound of a continental engine turning over somewhere in the dawn, and you know immediately that you're somewhere special. Not in a hotel, not in a car. Flat on your back in a tent in South Carolina with your airplane 3 feet away and somebody else's airplane just started up on the other side of the tie-down rope. And the sky outside your tent is that pale gray that comes before true sunrise. And you are completely, absolutely 100% in the right place. I'm Ramp. This is Ramp Check on Radio Hangar. And I just got back from Triple Tree Aerodrome in Woodruff, South Carolina. And I'm going to tell you everything I can before you take matters into your own hands and just go. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins for every step of the journey. First solo, private pilot, instrument all the way up, mark the milestones that matter. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com, Triple Tree Aerodrome is a private grass strip tucked into the South Carolina Piedmont about an hour southwest of Charlotte. The land here is red clay and loblolly pine and long rolling horizons. The Timms family owns the property, and every year around Labor Day weekend, they open this field to pilots from all over the Southeast and beyond for a fly-in that has been running for more than 20 years, 20 plus years. Think about what that takes. This is not a corporation. It is not a big organization with a marketing department. It is a family, a community of volunteers, and a lot of pilots who decided this thing was worth defending by showing up for it year after year after year. That kind of staying power tells you everything you need to know before you even land. The flight in from Western North Carolina for me was about 2 hours in the Archer. I crossed the Appalachian foothills and picked up the Piedmont south of Spartanburg, and the terrain got gentler and greener. And I was watching the moving map tick down the miles and thinking, again, that this is what weekend flying is for. Nobody asked me to do this. There is nowhere I needed to be. This was purely and entirely because I wanted to. When you get close, you dial in the field identifier and start looking for the grass. And it comes up on you almost as a surprise, this green rectangle in the middle of farm fields, trees on three sides, the windsock at the departure end doing a lazy turn in the light morning breeze. The runway numbers are mown right into the grass, and they are clear and readable, and somebody has been taking care of this place. I flew the published arrival procedures, and I want to say something about this because it matters. During the fly-in, Triple Tree gets genuinely busy. The procedures are there because they work. The NOTAM covers everything: pattern altitude, runway in use, frequency, arrival corridor. Fly the brief. Do not be the person who shows up and treats the written procedures like suggestions. There are volunteers giving up their weekends to make this operation safe and smooth, and the least you can do is read the paperwork before you leave home. The approach from the south comes over a tree line. I got established early, carried a little extra speed because grass landing hit the threshold and felt the mains roll into the turf. Here's what a grass runway feels like if you have not done it. There's a rumble, a slight unpredictability. The airplane moves differently than it does on pavement. The roll wants to follow any low spot or rut in the turf, and you work the rudder more than you expect. It takes maybe the first 100 feet to recalibrate everything your hands know, and then it smooths out and the grass is going past beneath you, and it is simultaneously ancient and completely right. Land on grass once, and you will understand immediately why tailwheel airplanes exist. A volunteer in a yellow vest waved me off the runway and pointed me to a parking spot in the grass. I followed him in, shut down, opened the door. The smell of Triple Tree is cut grass and avgas and summer heat coming off aluminum. There are airplanes everywhere, parked in long rows in the turf, wingtip to wingtip, and between the rows, camps, tents, folding tables, canopies, lawn chairs in every color, and aircraft, every aircraft type you can imagine. A little Aeronca Champ that looked like it had been flying since before the tree line around it was planted. A sleek carbon fiber experimental that had probably covered the flight here in under an hour. A Globe Swift in ivory and burgundy paint that belonged in a museum and was somehow just casually sitting in the grass with its owner reading a paperback next to it. I had to set up camp before I could do anything else because you have to do the responsible thing first. I had my tent up in about 25 minutes. My parking spot was my campsite. That is the deal at Triple Tree. You do not park in transient parking and walk a quarter mile to a campground. Your tent goes right there in the grass, and when you wake up in the morning and unzip the door, your aircraft is the first thing you see. I know that sounds like a small thing. It is not a small thing. By Friday afternoon, the field had more than 200 aircraft. I walked the ramp slowly because there is no other way to walk it. Every airplane demands your attention. There was a Beechcraft stagger wing. I had to stop and take a breath. A stagger wing parked casually in the grass at a South Carolina fly-in, cooling in the afternoon heat, and its owner was sitting in a camp chair next to it, reading like it was completely ordinary to own a stagger wing. I suppose if you own one, it eventually becomes ordinary. I cannot imagine it. The warbird section had a North American Harvard with the cowl removed, and the owner was giving what amounted to a graduate-level seminar on radial engine maintenance to a crowd of maybe 15 pilots. I stopped and listened for 10 minutes and understood about 60% of it and could not walk away. Something about the way a person talks when they know exactly what they are talking about. In the aerobatic section, a pit special in orange and white was so clean it looked like it had been assembled that morning. I asked the owner how long the paint job had taken. He looked at me like I had asked him how long a heartbreak takes. Longer than it should have, he said, and walked away. The home built section is where Triple Tree really shows you who it is. The Experimental Aircraft Association has chapters all over the South, and they come to Triple Tree like it is a reunion, because for a lot of them it is. There was a Zenith 750 with an interior so thoughtful it embarrassed some certified aircraft I have flown. There was an RV-8 where the instrument panel had clearly been redesigned multiple times before the builder got it exactly right, and you could see every iteration of that thinking in the final result, the way the switches fell under your hand, the way nothing was in the wrong place. And then I found the guy with the Cenex. He had been building it for 6 years. Full-time job, 2 kids, a garage that had been diplomatically converted from a place for a car to a place for an aircraft. His wife had one shelf, just one shelf in the garage, hers for the whole 6 years, and that was the deal, and they had both kept it. The airplane flew for the first time 22 days before this fly-in. He had known for 4 years that as soon as the airplane was airworthy, September it could fly, he was pointing it at Triple Tree, and 22 days after first flight, he pointed it south and came to South Carolina. He stood next to the airplane and kept glancing at it, like he was checking that it was still there. I asked him what the first flight felt like, and he got a look on his face. I do not have words for it. And then he said, I kept thinking, I built this, and it flies. He shook his head slowly. I have been up 6 times now, and it still doesn't get old. That is the story of Triple Tree. That is exactly the story. Friday evening, the field transformed. The days flying quieted down, the food vendors opened along the tree line, and the whole atmosphere shifted from arrival energy to settling in energy pulled pork. Corn on the cob, the kind of straightforward, honest food that tastes best eaten outside with grass under your feet and know where you need to be. A band was playing, not loud, just a trio doing something country adjacent as the sun dropped behind the tree line, and the shadows went long across the grass. Pilots pulled out every variation of portable seating ever invented and spread out across the field in loose groups and talked. I cannot tell you how much I love the conversations at a fly-in campground. I ended up in a group that included a retired naval aviator, a crop duster from Alabama with more hours in agricultural aircraft than most airline captains have in any single type, a woman who had held her private certificate for 12 years and still described her first solo like she was describing the first time she saw the ocean, and a 23-year-old who had soloed 2 months ago and was still vibrating from it. The four of us had a conversation about crosswind technique that lasted nearly an hour. Nobody agreed about anything, and everybody learned something, and I would do it again right now. Saturday morning at Triple Tree has its own ritual, and you enter it, whether you plan to or not. You're awake with the engines because someone is always up with the engines. You walk to the coffee vendor and stand in line with your travel mug and look out at the field. The low morning light is doing things to the aluminum and the fabric that explain why people paint pictures of airplanes. Dew is on everything. There's a rooster somewhere in the middle distance doing his job. 2 pilots are already walking a pre-flight around a Cessna 172 cups in hand, talking through something quietly. The day is starting. The Saturday air show is the centerpiece of the weekend, and it does something that big air shows cannot replicate. At a big show, the announcer translates the performance for spectators. At Triple Tree, there is nobody to translate for. The people watching are pilots, and that changes the entire texture of what you see and hear. When the aerobatic pilot came around, the pattern inverted at 500 feet, the crowd went silent. Not the silence of people who did not understand what they were looking at, the silence of people who understood exactly what they were looking at and were doing the math in their heads. He pulled through and the crowd exhaled all at once, and somebody behind me said, he took that low, and 3 people immediately said, yes, he did, in the specific tone of pilots who are not criticizing, just noticing. That is the audience at Triple Tree. They are inside the performance, not watching it from outside. Sunday morning arrives and the math changes. You do the same ramp scan you did every morning, but now you're calculating fuel, checking weather at home, thinking about Monday. You break camp, you load the airplane, you do a thorough pre-flight because this aircraft has been sitting in a grass field for 3 nights and you want to check everything. The volunteers who have been running this operation all weekend are still at it, working the departure flow, spacing aircraft off the runway, keeping everything moving smoothly. You watch them for a moment and you realize these people have been here since before you arrived Thursday afternoon, and they will still be here after you leave, picking up, resetting, putting the field back. The whole thing runs on that, never take it for granted. You taxi to the departure end and run up, and the engine sounds the way it should, which after 3 days in a grass field next to an airplane you care about is a beautiful thing to hear. You line up, you advance the throttle, you feel the turf rolling past beneath the gear. You rotate and the tree line drops away and you turn north and you're carrying the whole weekend with you. The smell of cut grass, the guy with the Sonex, the stagger wing in the afternoon light, the conversation about crosswinds. You will be back next year. You already know it before you're 5 miles out. Triple Tree Aerodrome is near Woodruff, South Carolina. No fuel on field, so plan your reserves. The fly-in runs over Labor Day weekend. Fly the arrival procedures, check the NOTAM, and be a good neighbor on the frequency. The Triple Tree Fly-In website has everything you need for planning your visit. Information for today's segment came from the event and from pilots on the ramp this past weekend. More at radiohangar.com. I'm Ramp, same time next year.